Hello and welcome to the Monkey Face podcast. You're joined by myself, the Arrogant Apostle, and as always,
the Specialist.
Specialist, how you doing, man?
I'm okay, man. I'm okay. Well, long walk to freedom is finally close. Mandela would be proud. Madiba. He made that promise and he was right.
Do you think when he made the vaccine, the guy just cried tears holding up in the air, goes, "I did it, Madiba. I did it, Mandela. I did it."
Well, definitely.
Ephemeral, like kind of image of Mandela just appears out of nowhere, just smiling and clapping.
like in a sort of like a speech bubble, and he's just there. Well done, my son. You have shown yourself. Yeah, I'm just glad that we're, you know, there's a slight optimism, even though it's marred by the fact that you just know any given second they can just be like yoink.
You know what, to be honest, again, it's like I said to you pre-production, like, this is just like the blip, man. This is just the blip.
Yeah,
the blip, life after the blip. Everything that's happened in between COVID has been one big blur. You don't even know. Like, I just came to realize, like, it's 2 years, bro. 2 years, like, and you can't tell. Do you know what I mean?
No, you can't. It's the dragging on of it, and then there's the lack of events. So you actually realize that, obviously, a lot of your memory is all about significant things happening. You put markers in your history, but there's nothing significant happening. You just sort of sit in one day as the next day, and it's just like, my memory is just so bad at the moment. And I'm just fucking fed up at this stage. I think it would be really good for them to let us breathe a bit and get out there a little bit. You were talking about that festival that could go on.
Why are you talking about things that break COVID? You shouldn't talk about things breaking COVID.
That's true. The masks are really direction to keep your mouth shut. Nobody ever see here your bullshit.
The COVID police is around. I feel like that should have been an official thing, just like COVID detective. That's going to be like the new CSI.
That was kind of like what those marshals were, isn't it? The COVID marshals.
I'm saying, like, imagine, like, that's the next series of our police TV shows, just like people who are breaking COVID. Those are
the
great mysteries.
Through your letterboxes. Like, how many people are in it? Only two.
Turns out there was a COVID bandit and basically had COVID and just running around rubbing his nose on people's letterboxes, terrorizing the street, just blowing into their keyholes in the houses. People just terrified, screaming, "Oh no, the humanity!"
You got the big COVID the COVID detectives coming through, like knocking on the door, taking statements. So tell me again, what actually happened? He breathed on me. I was terrified for my children.
Oh my god, what am I gonna do? I'm gonna die. And then, like, the climax of the episode, they'll have him like cornered at the top of some street or something, and he's just there like a fucking dragon, just breathing out, and they're all scared of him, like carrying shields like warriors, and he's like just like, oh, flapping his arms like wings, bro. I'm telling you,
it's kind of like a terrorist. He walks into a shopping mall. He's like, "I have COVID and halitosis." Shit, scared.
He's the variant. He's the variant.
He's the variant. Isn't that the shittest name for a supervillain? Oh my god.
He's a divergent candidate. He's the one who brings it all together. This is how Reign of Fire starts, by the way. I know they said it's like dragons. No, it starts with this guy. He was playing
the He's the divergent, you know. That's hilarious. Somebody went through trials to be the perfect COVID strain.
Like Resident Evil.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah.
I bet there's people time traveling right to this moment just for this very reason.
just to watch.
No, just to stop that guy, because that guy's wild, bro. Wild. Running around blowing his COVID and everything. That time.
No, sorry. There was that time when they said this Brazilian guy slipped through the border and there was mass panic around February time. Remember that? Because it's one lone Brazilian dude. And apparently at the street, it was causing terror in our streets.
Oh, shit. saying that, just devil's advocate here. Throwing it out there. I'm not advising anyone do this, but if you do it, if you record it, I don't know, man. I might watch it. But just saying, what would happen as a joke? What would it happen if you walked into a, let's say, Asda, right? Or Tesco, or any supermarket, right? Big supermarket. And you walk around the fruit and veg area, and you took a face mask off, and you just shouted, "I have COVID," and you run around and just start breathing and everything. What would happen afterwards?
You know what? Someone would tackle you. That's what would happen.
But there's more to it. Who's going to tackle a man who's just shouted, "I have COVID"?
That's a good point. That's actually no one would get. I think everyone would panic and run. Even the self checkout machines would grow legs and start legging it. Fuck this shit. I'm out, man.
Do you think that's the next step for the self-checkout update? They'll be like just judging people based on their looks and the cover. Like, "Oh, you got dirty hands, man. Don't touch me. Just drop the money and move. Drop the money and move. Don't touch me. Okay. You got COVID. I can tell it."
That is a possibility. It would be a great software update. Yeah. It does feel like that. It feels like, but it's less now. In the early days of the pandemic, it felt like that. It felt like, you know, when people were around you, you were kind of like an assassin. You know? I was like, "Nah, man, I'm not going out with a stranger. I don't know who he is."
saying that, you'd think this is a perfect time for ISIS to be fucking around with the economy.
Oh, for most death. But I think they're scared too.
You can easily get COVID and go spread that shit. You don't even have to bomb yourself.
No.
You know what I mean? Who knows? Maybe Allah does want you to win, ISIS. I'm just saying, maybe Allah does want you to win and is giving you an opportunity. And you're wasting it. I'm just saying.
That's what I was going to touch on. I was like, that's the crazy thing about this last 12 months is that there's been very little activity in comparison to the previous years. Very little activity from, like, terrorist bombers, and it's sketchy that COVID was that scary that even the terrorists were just like, "Nah, I don't want
to." Not like this. Not like this.
Like, those guys who are ready to blow themselves up were self-isolated because they were scared of a disease. That's wild.
Listen, COVID is legit, bro. COVID is legit.
It is. I imagine even criminal gangs, man. Like, criminal organization. It's like, even the mafia boss, we ain't scared of anything.
Wait, are you telling me when the mafia bosses and the Yakuza meet and are doing their heads, all of them wearing face masks while they do the bloody work? And that's like, shoot the guy who takes his face mask off and they're like, "Fucking hell, man, what are you trying to do?"
They were having social distance wars, man.
Socially distance wars. Do you think they have to do the mafia battles like they're doing sports games with no fans?
COVID secure environments.
You know what they need? Do you know what they need? They need like a mafia Dana White to just organize it on some kind of fight mafia island, and then they could just have it all there.
Well, the Saudis will be up for it. They don't care.
Oh,
it's been a crazy year. Like you said, it's a blip. It's a fucking blip.
I just love how, because I feel like when we come out of this, yeah, everything's going to be so hazy. We won't even able to, like, remember it. So we'll actually feel like the blip. Like, you come out of this and you'll be like, oh, I was a lawyer before. Now I sell petrol at Texaco. I was cars on the side for some extra money. It was different before the blip.
It is. This has been the great revelator. Yeah, the great equalizer, isn't it? Like, wherever some people started, they're not there anymore. Like, they're just, like, completely in different fields of that. There are people working as contractors in buildings who have PhDs, bro. And I'm not talking about the degree, bro.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And
the missus kicked them out, bro.
Yeah. You know what, as well? Like, as watching TV, yeah, has made me realize some shit. Because, like, when you obviously in lockdown, you watch a lot of TV. And the amount of things I've realized that people are doing that I didn't realize happened before. I keep seeing, like, adverts, what's it called? Manscaping.
Yeah.
On YouTube. And it's like, I never thought people did that shit. But I'm guessing if it's a whole big thing, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's really those manscaping adverts, and they're becoming sponsors for sports. Like, you can see them on ESPN and all sorts. Like, they're just everywhere. The thing is, it's kind of like appeared. It feels like it appeared from nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, suddenly there's great interest in men shaving their balls. It's like, what?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
Exactly. It's Monday. I was like, why? Why is this everywhere? Like, it's. Is this what we're doing, guys? Men, is this what we're doing? Is this what the game is about now? Are we shaving my balls?
Well, you know, was there a focus group? Like, where were we getting this data from?
Why has this become the new priority? Dick COVID. They're prepping for Dick COVID.
You gotta protect yourself.
Protect yourself during Dick COVID. That's what Manscaped is about. That's the next thing I'm telling you. They're going to be releasing those dick face masks.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of girls were just complaining about, you know, having remnants of hair follicles in their mouth. Maybe that's what was happening, really.
Remnants of hair follicles in their mouth. That's disgusting.
You're welcome.
That is visually disgusting. Imagine talking to a girl and she has remnants of what you call.
Remnants of your teeth, bro.
She has remnants of follicle hair in her mouth as she's talking to you mid conversation. You're like, Lucy, listen, on your lip, just on your lip here. There's a ginger pube, love. There's a ginger pube. Come on. You're not ginger, so you know what it is.
You got something at the corner. Just something. No, not that side. No, yeah, there it is. There it is. There you go.
There you go, love. By the way, have you thought about introducing him to Manscaped? It really doesn't work.
Yeah, you know, another annoying advert is how many times Amazon is trying to get me to invest in Amazon.
Oh no, and eToro and CompuTrader.
Oh yeah, eToro as well. Oh, but the niggas I hate the most from YouTube are the guys who are constantly telling you how you can make it big. Oh, they're so annoying. It's like, look, you don't have to be in a boring job doing boring things. Listen to me. And I'm just like, where's the skip button?
To be fair, though, I feel like it's the ones that tell me not to skip that make me skip the most. I know you want to skip. Don't hit that button. Don't hit that button. Oh, really? Okay.
It's irritating. There's such a thing as unwelcomed advice. There really is such a thing. Like, sometimes someone just doesn't want to hear what you have to say.
You know what? Okay. Actually, do you know what gets me? And I feel like it's going to get you and a lot of people. What I hate in YouTube adverts, right, is when instead of an advert, it's some random ass nigga's song. I don't want to hear your song.
Yeah, no. They toned down because they used to do it like big time, but they realized that actually wasn't helping the artist. In fact,
most people. I literally saw one a couple of days ago. I was just minding my business, watching a YouTube video, halfway through it stops, and it's just like, one, is like a 10-second shot before the music kicks in of some dude just sitting on a sofa, and I'm like, I don't care, please. Please don't let me, I don't want to hear you rap. And it starts rapping, and you're like, oh, and it's like, oh, it's painful. If I don't want to hear you rap, I'm sorry, I don't want to hear you rap.
You know, it doesn't help that artist at all, because you're forcing, the one thing an artist can shouldn't be doing is forcing the music on anybody, because they will immediately
listen. There's only one thing in the world that is worse than an unwarranted dick pic, is unwarranted rapping. Oh, that is the pinnacle of trash. Don't bring me your raps. Don't. If I'm not asking for it, don't give, please, just don't. We're just hanging out there and then suddenly, don't.
Yeah, don't. Oh, remember that dude from uni, man? He used to do that a lot, didn't he? He used to just like impromptu rap. And then they'd look at you and then like waiting for you to give them a positive affirmation, and you kind of feel trapped now. like you got a gun to your head.
No, that was when people could give you their SoundClouds in the middle of a club. They're like, hey bro, listen to my SoundClouds. Yeah, bro, I'm in a nightclub, I'm here to hear other music. And they put it to your ear like, nah, this is my SoundCloud, innit? Just gotta check my no, I'm not checking SoundCloud. I'm sorry, I'm not checking the SoundCloud.
Yeah, there's a real pandemic of impromptu raptures. Someone needs to do something about it, man. Those guys need to self-isolate. Stay away from everybody.
They need to self-isolate. They really do need to self-isolate. If you're an impromptu rapper, please do self-isolate. Do it for the nation. We thank you. Honestly, we thank you.
It's so important. It's so important. Because at the end of the day, man, it's like, to you, you're doing something very interesting. But to me, you're just talking to me.
Like, more importantly, you're wasting my time.
Yeah. I'm not going to make you go platinum, bro. I'm not going to do it.
At best, I might illegally download it, in fact, just to spite you for this moment.
Right. So what are we talking about today, dude? Oh, yeah, sorry. What are you been up to, man? Let me check on you. I think they're like, check. How you doing? What's been going on with you?
Ah, fuck off, man. I don't know, man. I'm just waiting for the year to end. Who gives a shit?
Already. We're only in April.
Do you know what it is? It feels like if you can make it to September, everything will be okay. Like, that's when the world's normalization starts again. So, like, it's just a final hurdle. I'm not looking anywhere else. I'm just looking at the finish line, and I'm not bothered at this point. Literally, a couple of days I was doing some shit, and I'm just so fed up. Oh, I think I hit my head or fell down somewhere, and it hurt. But my only response was like, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. I just got up and just carried on. Like, I don't give a shit.
There's a phrase for that. You're comfortably numb. That's what they call it.
Yeah. Like, I don't care anymore. Like, you could tell me one. Like, fine, sure. I don't care anymore. I just don't. None of this matters right now. You don't get it.
Yeah.
The worst thing is, do you know when you see people like trying to do things in COVID? Like, hey, we're going to do this. And you're like, it doesn't even matter, bro. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. That's literally where my headspace is. Like, that's where my headspace is. It's in status. It's like, you know, like, well, you need to do that. You need to. I'm like, no. I'm all right. I'll do things. Because at first it was kind of like there was this feeling of urgency to add things to yourself. And I was kind of like, well, you know what? My mind is knackered. My mind is exhausted. I'm in status right now. And let's just end this so I can look forward to something. Because looking forward to something then elicits action, elicits optimism, and all the other things.
It's just airplane mode. That's it, man. It's just airplane.
Yeah. I hear you. So what you got for us today, man?
Right. So the first headline, I'm going to read it out to you and then you let me know what you think.
Okay. Yeah.
So it goes, San Leandro, right? It goes, Chewbacca. Bank robber sentenced to federal prison.
Whoa! Yeah,
shit. Oh shit. Oh, that's hilarious. Do you think that's what he did again when they tasered him? I hope they tasered him.
That's exactly what he did. That's exactly when they laid down the sentence on him. That's exactly how he reacted.
Wow.
Do you have anything to say, sir? Let the record say that the defendant has made his final comments. Send him away.
The stenographer just looks at him and goes like, sorry, Mr. Chewbacca, how do you spell?
That's interesting. It's interesting how they frame that article, like, because you know, I need to understand why Chewbacca's robbing a bank when he's got a starship. I need to, to make sense.
How do you fuel a starship specialist? It's got to come from somewhere, obviously.
Right. That was silly of me. That was stupid. Of
the
course.
Space criminals, aren't they?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And, you know, you got to get that money somewhere. And I doubt they're hiring giant bears or...
COVID, it's been really rare with a giant bear, you know, work gig tech at the moment. It's very, very, you know, the Sasquatch market is dried up now that everyone's got internet. It's really running out of resources, so...
Yeah, man. All the entertainment stuff. Mm-hmm. You did a lot of theatre work, a lot of TV work. All that's just dried up.
Yeah. No one's even looking for him in the woods anymore. Do you know what I mean? It's just...
Yeah, that's right. Everyone's been at home.
Yeah. Isolating. How's it going to generate interest? Mark has got to rob now.
Han Solo's just like, sorry, Drew, I can't actually hang out with you. You know, I got to keep my distance.
Han Solo got a proper job.
He works in telesales now.
He was working in Poundland as a cashier.
Yeah.
He's hoping to make manager one day. Every time Han Solo and Chewbacca cross the street, they give each other like fleeting, glancing looks. Sad, remorseful, but knowingly they have to disband. What's sad?
He serves the customer. He's like, are you with the rebellion? Like, no, I'm from Reading. Wait, okay, you're gonna like do my stuff? What? Who are you?
Keep your face mask on, bro.
What's wrong with you?
Where's your manager?
Don't go, my manager.
he pulls out his pistol. Pull out a pistol. Don't go, my manager. His manager sees him, calls him in the office. Hans, can I talk to you in the office again? Okay, I'm back.
Sidebar, just mentioning Poundland only briefly. Don't buy anything from that place. I swear to God, man. I know it's only a pound. But it's a ruse. All the products are worth less.
Do you know what terrifies me about Poundland? Is that they'll sell you things that in Asda or Tesco might be £2.50, but it's a pound in there. And it's like a food source or something. And you're like, I recognize the brand, but I just don't understand how they managed to get it under a pound. It's too unbelievable.
It's because it's not they're not selling you anything real. They're selling you an idea. Like I bought a mop bucket, and the idea was that I could rinse my mop outside of we're using this bucket, but the rinser broke immediately.
I feel like that's on you, but that's not what the show's about. You can't bring those grievances to the show.
Cyber. I just need to warn the audience. It's not real. There's no such thing.
I can't believe you derailed a show to complain about such pitiful.
I'm still pissed. You know why I'm pissed off? You know why I'm pissed
no,
off?
No.
Explain. It happened on the day I bought it, right? I thought, but it happened on the day I bought it, literally an hour after, because that's when I wanted to use it, but I couldn't return it because it was a pound. I'm still pissed off. I'm just warning the users. All right, what's the rest of the article?
Okay. So, guys, okay. Oakland. A man who donned a Chewbacca mask and wielded a shotgun as he robbed a San Leandro bank last year has been sentenced to 4 years and 9 months in federal prison court. Record show. It says his name is Jose Miguel Rodriguez Montano. Oh,
right.
This is a kicker. He was 51 years old.
Oh, wow.
He should have known better. That's a young man's crime. That's a young man's crime. Like a 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old. Do that shit. It's in the age group. You can't be 51 and wear a Chewbacca mask.
But the costume is appropriate, though, because the film would have been released at the time when he was young. I appreciate the sentimental value.
go out like a hero. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it says he was sentenced last week by U.S. District Judge John Tiger. Oh, for fuck's sake, these names, man, these characters. Okay. It says for the robbery of Comerica Bank branch, Montano stole roughly $36,000 from the bank, but at least one employee wrote they continue to suffer flashbacks and trauma from this horrible day. Wow, okay. Would you say $36,000 worth it?
Yeah, we talked about this with the other guy as well, and it's like, I just feel like you're gonna rob a bank, shoot high, man.
Oh yeah, the other guy who robbed the bank so he can buy a car.
Yeah. And he's like, again, he just went for a very specific low number. And I'm just like, this is a big thing you're doing, you know? If I want to rob a bank, I'm going to walk away with millions. I'm going to try and at least aim for $1 million.
I'm going for the big one because I'm going to go for the one. I'm going to go for the one where you're like, you need a helicopter to take me to freedom, that shit.
Yeah. And you need a whole bank robbery montage to get. With a variety of characters, all with different sets of skills.
Yeah.
I imagine that the bank tellers were traumatized because I mean, it's one thing to be robbed by a man, but by Chewbacca, your favorite character.
Do you think like it'd be really like doubly painful? Like if you're a Star Wars fan, you get robbed by this guy who dressed as Chewbacca, and then you go home, you sat there looking at Chewbacca though, like Chewbacca really betrayed you. Like, why? Why did you do it?
Hi, Chewie.
Chewbacca toy just goes,
yeah, it is. And you're even further traumatized if he doesn't do the voice. I would at least, if I had my hands up, he's pointing a gun at me, I'd be like, okay, at least do the voice. Just do it, man. Just do it.
You know what I was done? Do you know what I've done? With him, before I rob you, I would have made the noise and go, and just shot the shotgun up in the air. Like, just get scary one. That shit would be so.
I wonder, did he cut the boss gun when he got in the bank, or did he roll up at the door and the security guy was like, nah, I fucking hate this job anyways, go on.
Yeah, where was the security?
He didn't want to even question it. He was just like, people must be crazy in COVID times these days.
People are just doing shit, man. Because this would have been during COVID as well when this happened.
Consider, we live in a new world where anyone wants to be whatever they choose to be in it. And
Do you know what's amazing? I think it's kind of cool that bank robbery is still a legitimate criminal enterprise, clearly, because like, there's people who are still like, I'm staying true to the game, man. Fuck this credit card business. I'm robbing the bank. Everyone's like, oh, that's no, we're all cashless now. No one's taking cash. Everyone's taking card. He's like, nah, I'm going old school.
It is true. That is so true. I mean, you would make a considerably lesser of an effort if you just tried to hack a bank or hack some kind of shop.
Well, this is the thing. This is exactly how the police are gonna catch him. Like, he's gonna steal this money, $36,000, and run away, and then like he's like, oh, I got away with it. How are the police gonna catch him? Well, just look for the guy paying in cash. Everyone else is gonna stop.
That's true. Process of elimination. That's literally how they're going to catch.
I haven't seen cash in a while.
If I get to a shop and they don't take card, I'm insulted. I'm like, what, you think this is a game?
You don't take card? You do not take You're not serious. You're not serious. COVID's out here, bro.
Yeah, I understand what's been happening. What's wrong with you? Yeah, I very rarely carry cash now. Very, very rarely. Like, I just simply...
I don't trust it. I don't even trust it now. I feel like cash should wear a face mask as well now.
Right, I've been dousing any piece of cash I have, I've been dousing it in sanitizer. I'm taking no risk.
Dude, like when you get new cash, you have to self isolate. That's the new pay scheme.
It's
one of those things that, like, if you get paid in cash before they give it to you, he's got to go to a middle house where it's self isolates and it comes to you.
It's new. Yeah, 14 days. That's how long it'll take you to complete a transaction.
Yeah. So Mr. Specialist, the money is coming. It's in your account. It just has to go through clear transaction. It has to make sure it self isolates and protect the nation.
Yeah, it just has to clear. Oh, clear. Oh, that's all right.
Well, actually, so, am I going to come 5 working days?
No, clear government guidelines.
Yeah. So, Mr. Specialist, we can't pay you the money right now. It seems that some of your money is refusing to take the vaccine.
Yeah. The guidelines,
we cannot release this into the community. I'm sorry.
But you raised such a good question. And who's robbing banks still? Like, how is that still a viable crime?
Because
most people are doing it online now. You know what I mean? And it's easier as well to hide the money, because then you just cut transfer it into Bitcoin or cryptocurrency like that, and then you just disappear into the ether.
Yeah.
You know? It's so much easier now. But rather than doing a whole job of getting a gun, and then you gotta go in there, everybody go down, and then you gotta scare people.
Yes. Do you think it's one of those things that, because he's 50, he's one of those old people, like the young criminal wanted him to show him like how to rob banks nowadays. It was like, nah, I can't bother with his young technology. I can't do all this there. So it's just what he knows.
Yeah, it's just his ignorance and stubbornness that led him to commit this crime. I can imagine that. Like jumped on his new unicycle afterwards and darted off.
Nah, he ran outside and jumped on a horse.
Oh shit! Really left his mark like Marco Zaro. No, yeah, it's quite crazy. So what's next?
Yeah, it's quite a crazy one. But my favorite story so far, this is the one I really wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
This is one of, it's in China. It's in China, or it's got Chinese people. But I think it's in China. But so it goes, I'm going to read the title to you and then you digest it, okay?
All right.
Mother of groom discovered son's bride-to-be is long-lost daughter.
Oh. Oh, damn.
Ooh.
So all this time, she just forgot that she had one.
No, obviously she thought she lost her, I'm guessing, but still.
Oh, even worse. I mean, so they're fucked. Oh no. I don't know who fucked up more. Him, her? Or a daughter who never bothered to look for a mom. I don't know who fucked up more in the situation.
Okay, so this is the kind of thing, like, my train of thought went in steps, right? It was like, oh, that's weird, right? And your first thought is, he fucked his sister, right?
Yeah.
Then the next thought is, bride-to-be. So how long were they together before, like, the mother knew that her son had a girlfriend? Like, what's going on here? Like, what happened?
Yeah, that's a good point, isn't it? Because you would imagine that, you know, she would have wanted to meet her.
Send a picture at least.
Yeah, and then there'll be nuptials, you know? Pre-engagement talks and, you know. Pictures alone.
Yeah, just pictures like, hey, she looks like you, but a girl. Kind of like the girl I lost, about a similar age to you.
Oh, maybe she just didn't care. Maybe she didn't care who he was dating. Maybe she was just sick of all these girls he keeps bringing around. He was just like, oh, who's this one then?
The other thing is, like, I'm sure you could do an internet search. Do you know what I mean? Like I get it. If this happened, like, 60 years ago, I could get it because it's hard to search people. But fucking Facebook, mate. Just pop in.
Dave Chappelle has a funny joke about that. He's like, you know, back in today, you know, it's very easy to find people. Back in the day, all you had to do was move a couple of feet away and no one would ever find you. But this is true. Like, back in the day, you know, you could easily disappear.
This doesn't make sense, but this is wild in modern day. This shouldn't happen in modern day. But anyway, let's continue. It goes, a woman attending her son's wedding was left reeling after discovering the bride-to-be was a long-lost daughter. Okay. So, right? It's just, you hear it, and that's, you just like, oh, you can't just move on from it. It's,
yeah. Well,
because they can't be joy in that situation, because obviously it's a joy. To get your daughter back would be amazing, but then you're just left sat there looking at each other like, something's happened here, man.
There's no joy in that.
It's very antiquated.
They'll be holding each other's hands when they meet mom as well, and she'll be like, oh my god, and they'll be like, oh, what's wrong?
Have you guys like
just watch her, she falls into the sunken place, I can get out.
That's the only way you could go, man. Because yeah. It's just stark realization that you've committed one of the oldest carnal sins.
It's grievous, this is. Okay, let's continue. It goes, okay. At a wedding in Suzhou, so it's in China, Jiangsu province in China, last month, the mother of the groom noticed a birthmark on the hand of her new daughter-in-law that was similar to her own daughter's Oriental Daily reports. Wow.
Wow. Oh.
Birthmarks now.
No.
Wow. Is she being noticed? What's going on?
It sounds like something's happened where she. She probably gave her daughter away to a foster family. Or gave her away when the daughter was a baby. Because to only pick up the birthmark sounds like, you know, that's something that she would have known then, but she would have not known how to grow up in it.
Wow, fucking hell, man. Wow. But again, why did they wait till marriage, though?
Well, this is what I'm asking. Where was the birthmark again?
Right, let me continue. It goes, the woman then approached the parents of the bride to ask if she had been adopted. So there you go. So I guess she was adopted. And they said, as you can probably imagine, the family were shocked by the question, but revealed they had found a baby girl by the roadside and taken her in as their own. Wow. She left her on the roadside?
She left her on the roadside.
Wow.
Like, it's a girl. Let me see. Nah, I'm going to try again.
Do you know what's crazy about that? What's crazy about it is that if they're married, it means they're a similar age, meaning either she was like, the girl's born, she was like, I said, girl, I don't want one of these. She put it on the side and went off and tried right again for another one.
You know, I just realized something. It makes sense. This is set in China, right?
Oh, don't go there.
No, I'm telling you facts. That China had a one-child policy, didn't they?
Yeah, I know. And I just know.
Yeah. It makes sense why this has happened. Because if it was set in any other place, I would be like, that's ruthless. But they literally
are you saying because it's set in that context it's less ruthless?
Yeah, because they had no choice. She has no choice. They literally told people that you can only have so many children, and it apparently disproportionately affected women.
So what you're saying basically is that this woman had this baby, realized it's a girl, probably wanted a son, and then just left on the roadside and went to try again.
Well, she was economical considering the situation. She made a business decision, bro.
She's about the money, bro. She's about the money. She's serious about her paper. She don't play like that.
You know, this is a patriarchy, nigga. The man is going on Puma than the girl. She was economic in her choices.
It's why would I put money on a losing horse? Come on, man. Yeah. Come on, man. You want to win, don't you? You want to win, don't you? Want to win? I want to win. Come on. Play the game, baby. Play the game.
Gotta play the game, like chicken shake. Duck and weave.
Duck and weave. Protect your neck.
It's still ruthless, obviously, you know, like, and that's crazy that they just found her on the side of the road, like, what the, you know, like, is that baby on the side of the road?
Also, it's crazy that they just treated this like finding a puppy in the street, like this.
You know what I mean?
Take it out and just said, like, oh, let's just take her home with us.
Like a rescue dog, you know. Like...
Do you think that's what they said, like, when they took her home and everyone's like, oh, I'm glad you're the baby. They were like, no, it's a rescue baby.
Yeah, it's a rescue baby. Everyone starts petting it.
Everyone's patronizing and go, oh, you guys are so such good people. Such good people. Someone needs to be taking in those rescue babies. I do it myself.
That's so horrible. That's like that's literally the reality of most of the people at that time that just... They were just leaving babies on the street, bro. Oh, my way.
Yeah, it's wild. This story is wild. Right, it says, the completely overwhelmed bride broke down in tears upon hearing the news and told local media the moment she found out about her biological family was happier than the wedding day itself, right?
Yeah.
It's still weird. Okay, so... Still weird. It's no less weird.
But to be honest, at this stage, with the baby being left in the street, found in the street, we've now gone past the stratosphere of weird. We're now in a very, very strange.
We're now perturbed, confused, bamboozled, befuddled, bewildered.
We've entered the fog of unease.
We find ourselves in a quandary. And dare I say, we've reached the nadir of this moment, because the apex of it is, after everything, she's happier than the wedding day itself, it says, okay? She found out about her biological family and was happier than the wedding day itself. Hmm. Despite now knowing you've married your brother, found your mother who dumps you on the street, This is happier than the wedding day where you consummated your brother's dick in your...
Silver lining, man. She's come full circle. She's unified the belts.
She brought balance to the force.
Yeah, she brought balance to the
force. Do you think Chewbacca was there at the wedding?
It's a new home, bro.
That's why he's trying to steal that 36 grand and he needs in return for the wedding.
Yeah. That he was happy. I suppose at that point you're just so shocked by everything. And do you deny? Do you deny that you love this man? Do you deny what, you know, you're on the verge of marrying him? Well, you can just kind of ducktail and go like, nah, you know what, everything we've been doing thus far is now disgusting to me.
Yeah. Okay, let's continue. So the story goes the same. To add an extra twist to the story extraordinary tale, the wedding could go ahead. As it turned out, the groom was also adopted, meaning the couple are not related. This sounds like a rom-com. This sounds like a weird kind of like Woody Allen rom-com. It's just weird. It's weird.
So this further confirms my suspicions that she was economical in the decision making. She left one to pick up the other.
She knew what she was about saying. The paper.
What about that business strategy, man? You gotta think 5 years in the future.
Do you think? Do you think back? Do you think back then they were trading kids at Pokemon cards?
Oh Oh shit. And the legendary Pokemon, legendary kid is the one who's good at basketball.
No, it's the shiny one. It's the shiny one. That's what you want. You want the shiny kid.
That's well interesting. So
you can trade four normal boys for a shiny one. That's four times your money, bro. That's four times your earning potential, I'm telling you.
When you say a shiny one, what do you mean?
Albino. What do you mean?
Oh, you're talking about a white one. Oh.
They're rare. You can't find them in the day. That's why.
Me too. You're right. You are right.
I'm buying on Mewtwo.
That's the crazy.
The rarest Chinese kid found. They keep him in a glass case because it's so rare.
You have to polish it.
You have to polish it.
Would you like to see it now?
And the thing is, and really what's crazy is like he's like that in front, but in the back he's got the same design as a Pokemon card. They call it birthmark. when it gets to level 17 he evolves.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Turns ginger.
Turns ginger. Gets freckles. Turns ginger, gets freckles.
Yeah. For sure, dude, there are families out there at the time who are literally getting pissed off because some kids were just refusing to evolve like Pikachu. Like they just don't want to evolve. When are you going to evolve?
You think that's why she dumped the doors on?
Yeah. He just refuses. But yeah, why did she dump the brother? Does it explain that?
Well, clearly she found the brother.
Hold on. So when is he gonna have his moment?
Well, let me see what story says. Oh, well, we got story arcs in the news article.
Ooh.
Okay. Because according to Oriental Daily, the woman went on to...
Oh, my God. That can't be appropriate. Oriental Daily. Come on. What?
It does sound like a fake racist newspaper.
Yeah, it is.
Reporter from the Daily Chinaman.
You know what I mean? I come across a broadcast and go, egg fry rye news. Like, what's so stupid about it?
This is such a ridiculous name. This does not sound real.
Oriental Daily, you know.
It sounds like the kind of name they'd make up for a newspaper in one of those Donald Trump Breitbart companies.
Yeah. It's a spoof. It sounds like a spoof newspaper. I'm starting to doubt the legitimacy of the story. Right.
It does go. The woman went on to adopt after giving up hope for ever finding out her missing daughter. So she left the daughter side of the road. I'm guessing she looked for her and hasn't found her.
Well, yeah. Wow. You ever gone past a house and someone's left the couch outside and suddenly that couch disappears? people be out here, dude. Like,
oh wow, people are just doing.
People are just out there. Don't leave things on the side. People just think you just take it. All right.
Like, do you think that's what she said when they went to file a report with the police? Like, so my daughter's missing. So yeah, people just take things, man. People just say you can't be leaving shit.
So where did you leave it? On the side of the road? Oh,
baby. Well, if leaving on the side of the road, you're just asking for it to get taken, aren't you?
Yeah, This is interesting. Does it explain why she left the daughter at the side of the road? I'm really curious.
No. So the story kind of concludes there, but it's just so many facets of the story.
Oh no, there's so much to dig into, isn't it? Why?
Why? That's what I don't know. Why?
You know, like, first of all, why is this newspaper called Oriental Daily? Who allowed this? Who sanctioned this? Why has it not been questioned? Who stole the kid? I feel like they need to be part of the story. When I say story,
wait. Well, I want to know. Okay. So, okay, let me. Okay. Where's the son? So, does the son not go off to find his original parents? Because clearly.
Exactly. Oh, I feel like there's also a to be continued right there.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah. Season 2.
Enough. Like, she was elated, saying that she's more happy than being married. And he was like, I want some too. What the hell?
I have questions now.
It is true, actually. He would be gutted because he went into this situation thinking that this is my mom.
And my wife. Now, he's like, this is a stranger and some bitch married.
Related to the stranger, I'm unsafe. This is
that's so because I'm raised by a stranger and I'm fucking my stepsister.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. He's lived, hasn't he?
Yeah. That's gonna be an interesting story to tell.
Yeah, that is a great anecdote at the pub. You're going to lose your minds when I tell you this. Like, go on then. Hold on. Let's get a few drinks. You're going to need them. Ah.
What are you like? Here's the thing. Here's the thing that's getting me, though. Like, this is one of those stories, like, it's not all. It's weird, right? It's weird. Like, a family meetings, they're going to be that weird family. Like, you get what's happened, and you can rationalize it in your head, but still, it's a bit weird.
Yeah, and like, they'll be weirdly laughing about it, like it's all a joke, but you'd be so confused, because you'd be sitting there, you'd actually stop eating and go, no, I got a few questions, first of all. You would have a few, like, they'd be like, oh, it's so funny, and you're just like, I'm not laughing, guys, I'm confused. And your mom's way too blasé about this. Like, she's got questions to answer.
Yeah, right. There's a lot that needs to be done here, because she left you. She left you. And has not since. I mean, how did she lose you? That's what I really want to know, first of all. How did she lose you? And where the fuck is this boy's parents? That's another thing.
Yeah, that's another thing, isn't it? Where are his parents? Oh, they traded up, didn't they? So they're not really worried.
Oh, you think that they got the shiny albino?
Yeah. Gotta catch them all. Well, that's not funny. In some part, there's a country in Africa where albinos get their heads chopped off for some magic.
Why did you go there? Why did you? You didn't need to go there.
I'm just saying.
Let's. We all know that, but you don't have to mention it. It makes us look bad. It makes us look bad right now.
I'm just saying. Lest we forget. Let's move on.
I feel like this is a moment where BLM sends you an email and it's in your spam and it's like, specialist, stop it. We're winning right now. Don't do this.
You're killing us. You're killing us.
Hurting our chances, bro. Come on.
Yeah. But if you had a moment with the mom and you could only ask her one question, what would your question be? Because I know there's multiple questions, but what you had only one question to ask her.
Did you trade up? Was it a good trade? Yeah. A good trade. I mean, it must be a good trade. Think how good the trade is. The trade was so good, it went and acquired the previous trade to double up her options.
Mm.
Because she had no knowledge that she'd find her again. She just raised this one in the belief that this was a good trade, and it brought back and then some.
Yeah, she conveniently had no knowledge.
Maybe she always knew where she was.
Do you think she sent him on a destiny like Ash? So kicked him out of the house at 10 years old to go find her.
Exactly. Because it's like, you know, it's been a long time. But it's also, you know what? We've laughed about it. We've laughed at the tragedy of the story. It's actually also quite a beautiful story, to be honest with you. If you think, you mentioning that just made me think, you know, that's quite mad. That all that time, she thought, my girl's gone. And then she just shows up on the happiest day of her life, and even happier. It's kind of romantic in a way.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It's a very two-sided story. It's a very two-sided story because they're going to stay together, man.
Oh, well, there's nothing heeding them except him. Like, he's got questions.
I mean, yeah. He should never
if he up. Never knew.
This is the kind of thing where it's like, he should be glad he doesn't have his sister. If he finds out he has a real sister, that will be a good addition to the second season.
Yeah.
That's a new left angle in second season. In the second season, right, he goes home to find his real parents, to find out he has a sister. And then that creates a love triangle between his wife and his sister. I mean, it seems like the storyline's willing to go anywhere, so I don't know why they can't go there.
Yeah, that's quite a bit. It's quite a chunk. It's a quite a chunk of stories. The writer's room is going nuts. It's kind of like, yeah, man, we're going to get Emmy for this.
At least a nomination. This is at least a nomination.
Primetime TV right there.
This is one of those, it'd be like a Stars or AMC show. That's one of them.
Yeah.
Well, I wish him well in a really fucked up situation.
Yeah,
really
obviously, like, Fox ain't touching this. HBO ain't touching this. It's too weird. It's too weird. Netflix ain't touching it either. Not yet.
I think Netflix will take a gander on it.
Not yet. Netflix will put it on 2 years after its release. You know how they're playing. Yeah. Slap on that original banner on top of it, like they made it.
Yeah.
Ruthless Netflix.
Yeah. The trailers will be interesting as well.
As we speak, someone's probably putting this to a storyline, to be fair, and they should. What's your final take? Then you're just wishing him well.
Yeah, I wish him well. I understand. I think I know why this all happened. It just reminds you about how horrible that policy was back in the day. Mm-hmm. So I wish him well. Yeah, wish him all well. And on Tabaka, I can only wish the best for him.
Poor Tabaka. Poor Tabaka.
Poor Jerry, man. It's just not the same since we destroyed the Empire. It's just not the same. That's my final take. What's your final take?
You know what? Final take is that I don't want to say I'm happy for the Chinese situation because I don't even know what the word to describe it overall, but I can say I wish them well. I hope they figure this out. I don't wish them anything except well. I hope they figure this out. This is confusing. This is confusing to me too. And it's kind of nice, but
yeah,
also definitely, definitely confusing. So yeah,
too many layers to this plot. Too much to unpack.
Do you know what it's like when you say layers? There's like different. If stories are different types of vegetables, there's like a Brussels sprout. Like you really gotta put it in the oven for a minute for it to get the good taste. Otherwise, it's still a bit dirty. Can eat it. Still a bit better though. Still a bit better. Right. Coming back to the story about Chewbacca, man. Chewbacca, poor Chewbacca. Do you think like this is what happened in the post credits after this recent run of Star Wars movies that they wrote him out the storyline and they ended up doing this shit?
You mean like true story films? You know, when they have that
This is how they eventually kill him out of the Star Wars franchise.
How long did he get? 4 years. Whew. It's not bad. He could get out in two. For good behavior. You know,
turns out Chewbacca converted to Islam in prison.
Yeah.
Now he goes by the name Ali Muhobaka.
Oh, like a saloon.
Oh, that's close to offensive. That's close to offensive. Do you think he only makes his noise towards Mecca?
Yeah, he always faces his mouth, man.
He's facing Mecca always. Yeah. Like he doesn't. Random times of the day, he just starts making his noise, and they're like, "Why? What's wrong with your back?" It's
his
prayers. He's gonna do his prayers, guys.
It might not be the smartest move because I'm hoping he gets out in two. But if he converts, they won't let him out. I'm so Islamophobic. I encourage him to keep it on the hush hush. Tell us after he gets out.
Keep it on the hush hush. He's got secret prayers. He's got a secret prayer, man. I mean, listen, I'm just putting it out there. He does go to a lot of desert planets. You know what I mean? Like, you know, put two and two together. You know, I'm just saying.
That's a lot to unwrap. That's worse than the Chinese family. There's too many layers there. Too many intergalactic layers. And those desert planets happen to be on the east side of space as well. Are you trying to?
Yeah. It always takes you prayer mats when it goes to those desert planets, doesn't it?
All right, let's let go of this before we get killed.
I apologize for any groups I've been offended. This has been a podcast from the apostle.
Surely nothing but jokes.
Yeah.
Nothing but jokes. Nothing mental harm.
Right. Anything. Nothing meant. That brings us to the end of an episode, doesn't it?
Yes. Right. Hilarious that.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. Chewbacca, man. Enjoyed it.
So I imagine you're going to now retreat into not giving a fuck anymore.
Oh, dude. Do you ever used to watch Toonami?
Yeah.
Do you remember that robot finishes that segment and he just gets up and goes? That is me now. Like, I'm just done. That's it.
Until next time.
I'm just gonna go to standby mode until Monday and just power on the fucking Windows computer.
I don't know how to do that. So there's a time where you're just like, cool.
There's so much that, nothing to do. Right, anyway, we've extended this shit out. If you like the podcast, follow it. If you're on Spotify, obviously just follow it. We release every week, basically. What do you want to say? Remind them, specialist.
Don't tell anybody about what we just said. All right. I know our secret's safe with you.
Funky fish out.